Quantum Conversations, your portal to the inner realms. Access infinite possibilities, infinite mastery, and infinite love. Mind-expanding, heart-opening conversations with some of the greatest spiritual teachers, luminaries, and healers of today's world. Usher in new earth by living in your sacred heart. Quantum Conversations is brought to you by AcousticHealth.com, home of music from the universe, online healing retreats, and this program. Claim your free registration to daily shows at AcousticHealth.com. AcousticHealth.com, your portal to the inner realms. Our program starts shortly. Welcome to another Quantum Conversation, brought to you by AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and I invite you to sit back as we enter the quantum realm, that space of the greater part of you. It is your connection to infinite possibilities, infinite potential, and infinite mastery. Welcome, everyone. Welcome so much. Thank you for being here. I am Loren Gailey, and I am so pleased to have my guest back with us for this quantum conversation. Mahalia Michael, Mermaid Mahalia, is bringing her joy and love and wisdom to our conversation today. She has already been connecting in with the whales and the dolphins and brings that energy with us on this full moon day. Let's hear from Mahalia Michael and send a big, warm heart hug. Hello, Mahalia.
Aloha, Loren. I'm so excited to be here with you and your audience. Thank you for having me back. I'm loving that we're here on the full moon with the wolf totem animal medicine and the lion animal totem medicine with our whale and dolphins. This is a big day of transformation and upliftment.
This is. Okay, beautiful. I want you to start with your most recent experience, cosmic experience, star brothers and sisters. And I want you to share this because it's indicative of how so many are receiving this new information. And our topic today, as we talk about trauma, that is one of the last vestiges for us to overcome so that we can open up to these messages, this information, these visits. And we're going to talk about that, but there's something very special going on. Can you share with us your latest visitation?
Yes, Loren. About 10 to 15 days ago, actually, it was waking just early in the morning. I had what I would say was a Pleiadian show up in my visual realm, which I call when I get flash impressions. So just exactly how I work with clients remotely, it's the same thing. So a flash impression, this beautiful blue, light blue being, and it had five what looked like sacred cubes or circular pucks, like with sacred symbols on them. And I connected with a dear friend in Sedona who is able to translate an Arcturian hybrid and gave me the meaning of the symbols on these pucks, or they're like discs, in fact. And one in particular was all about transformation and change. And when I have these kind of encounters, it's quite natural and normal for me now. So that was wonderful. So I took it as an indication that this is a gift for humanity. And what we are all waking up to, we on the 3D realm here on Earth have been attempting to vibrate past what feels like the fourth dimension. If we use our imagination, consider the Anunnaki, if you will, that there's a section of our vibratory field that that lives or works in polarity, so good, bad, right, wrong, and the density of that that hooks us into our emotion, our sometimes stress response, which is declared as the epidemic of the 21st century, stress addiction, and that has become a habit which strengthens trauma. So let's say the fourth dimension has been about polarity and getting almost stuck in it like a web. What's happening now is we're getting gifts from the universe, gifts from the cosmic realm to give us a sense of balance in centered state where we can transition past polarity, go up to more fifth dimension and beyond, where we're connected with our superhuman capabilities. And what's amazing on this full moon, it's also known as a wolf moon, I'll say, has to do with matters of instinct and balance and self-control. So this is for everybody. We're also looking at social connections, personal power, our appetite for freedom, and then it's in the first degree of Leo, which is helping us build our confidence to overcome difficulties without fear, to strengthen us. So if people have been feeling weak or they're just wanting to give up, right now, today, on this full moon, it's about emptying ourselves of the past, have a clean slate and set our intentions. And the gifts are coming through. So the more we attune with the universe, the more we are in the cosmic realm with the acoustics of our true nature and our soul connection, and not such an attachment to the physical body, because it will naturally repair the more we are really aligned with the cosmic world. It's the doors are flying open for us to feel this upliftment. I hope that all made sense.
The doors are open. That is beautiful. You mentioned a couple of things that I want to point out for anyone who's into numerology. Look at our year, 2021, and it is a change. It means change and adventure, the five, right? And you had five cubes or five puck-like sacred symbols that came your way. And mentioning that with the transformation underway, that we're going into 5D. We are moving into 5D. So, wow, what a great time with this wolf moon to really empty ourselves from the past. Look at what energetically so far this year, it seems like things have really accelerated. So when we look back at last year, the year of a four, new foundations of love, we can see the opportunities for us to truly create new foundations of love in so many aspects, all aspects really. So now when we look at the five, this great year of change, wow, I'm getting goosebumps because we are here to create new earth. We have not created it yet, but can you feel the opening towards new earth as we've gone through this past year and removed ourselves from old patterns? It's really quite spectacular. So can you share any words on this for those who might be apprehensive about this change? Because it really is, if we look at it from a higher perspective, and we dream really big, as you mentioned, we're building confidence to overcome difficulties. And this is empowering when we see it from this perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have all been experiencing the release of old programs, old identities, like the way we developed ourselves, even from our childhood, or for some people who believe in past lives, or karmic past experiences, whatever it is, it's we're getting enough momentum now from the subtle realm. The scalar energy is 99% of our reality, and our physical body is only 1%. This has been proven that we are having an influx of more energy. The Schumann resonance of the vibration of the planet, the frequency has gone up. So some people not as having as much fun facing deep-seated self-hatred, deep-seated aggression, inner aggression, anger. We're forced to deal with the underlying pain, and that's what last year has been about, as much as it was about love. And I feel like Yes. Now the momentum is here where people are just saying they're done with their suffering. This is enough
yes.
already. And we're mm-hmm. ready to truly love ourselves. And what happened even actually two nights ago was an old program I had in my 3D reality just seemed to disappear. It left me like a file folder. And it was amazing how easily and effortlessly I witnessed it leave, and I fully let go, and how that letting go opened up a doorway for a relationship with a family member that was absolutely beautiful. And
ooh.
It was a miracle. Like, it was a miracle. However, it's really, when I say miracle, I mean the miraculous nature of the human body, the exquisite musical instrument that we are, and when we truly interface and trust that the universe is with us and has our backs and is guiding us every step of the way, and we're with that love, and that we choose that heart-inspired presence, and like you said, dreaming the new dream, then healing can happen quite easily and effortlessly, and we will then see the results. Like, it just, this is what's happening. There's a quickening this year. And,
yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. Okay. Well, I would like to share my personal experience as well. But before we get there, I want to have you talk about your old program that disappeared. Can you shed some light on kind of the topic of that program and give us a little bit more detail about what you did, how you witnessed it come up, and that opening with your family member? I had something similar that accelerated something so quickly. And this is what you're saying about choosing the heart-inspired presence. So what was your belief system? What was that program?
That program was about needing to prove myself to feel worthy of this person's love. Yeah.
Mm.
And to work extra hard or wonder why that we weren't in deeper connection with one another. I would just say that needing to prove or be seen by that person. And and the day before, I had the feeling of this file just disappearing from my body, and it lifted almost like a ghost leaving my system. But a good one, a happy departure, was this. The night before, I just said, I let go. I love. No matter what, I am love, and I always will be. So trust that. And then the next day, the file left, and that family member reached out of the blue.
Wow. Isn't that, that is so amazing. That is evidence that what we do to heal ourselves actually helps our family, and it happens on a multidimensional level from a higher self perspective, if you will. What we're going to talk about today is, you know, that we could consider that a little bit of pain or a little bit of suffering or a little bit of trauma, but when you dealt with it, that old program, and you felt it disappear and you let it go, and there that connection was made. That's a miracle of love. Isn't it beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so beautiful. I love it.
So I want to share my own experience as well. And we'd love to hear from other people who have witnessed this in their life, because it helps all of us understand that little shift to the heart like that really opens up for miracles. I actually was sitting in my car one day, and in my hometown, I literally was at the place where I arrived in Boulder when I was 9 months old. So here I was on the road in the car at a stoplight at the apartment building, the old apartment building. It's no longer there. It's kind of renovated. But I felt my root chakra totally unlift and start to disintegrate from my hometown. And I've lived around the world and come back to Boulder. And so when I felt that, it was kind of disconcerting. I was like, uh-oh, wow, this is really interesting. And it kind of frightened me. And it was okay. And I said, well, where else are we to go? And I kept sensing that there's another place, another spot. And when you're talking about dolphins and whales, I really felt guided by the whales. And then I heard my higher self, I'll just be brief here, reach out and have me connect with my sister. And so we did, and that conversation opened up doors with my other sister and opened up this whole new reality, just that one connection. I could have used it as my ego could have come in looking with the past behaviors or whatever, but I chose right then to call my sister, and that phone call changed everything, and things accelerated so quickly. And I share this right now because we're very excited. We are setting up a retreat center in Costa Rica, and I know the dolphins and whales, particularly the whales, totally paved the way for other aspects of my family beyond the veil, on the other side as well, guiding us. And I shared that with my sisters. It's very fascinating to see this in action. And it comes back to the healing that can happen if we shift one little thing. And I know this is something with our audience. I've talked with people a lot about, certain things in our family that we need to heal within ourselves. And once we get there, holding a vibration from a higher perspective, that is such incredible work that miracles unfold. So I just want to give you a moment to respond to that, because that really is, again, what we're going to talk about today in this transmission today, to really just transform in the freedom and empty ourselves from the past.
Yes, that part that's also dematerializing from us are the old archetypes. And one in particular is victim and villain archetype. We are either one or the other. And when we meet that center place of our heart and the central nervous system, if we're talking deep biology, that all miracles do happen. It's the place where we manifest and attract our goodness. So some people out there may still be feeling like a victim. Some are in the villain archetype. And the way the energy on the planet is moving and what we're getting from the cosmos, it can't help but be faced. There's just that much momentum, and there's that much energy that people are using their voice more, speaking out more, like the wolves. And this wolf full moon is about howling. They howl to define their territory, to locate their loved ones, to reinforce social bond. They're all about teamwork, wolves. And what do we need to howl out? What have we stuffed inside of ourselves? The difference, though, is that people, in the past, it might look like us against them, or I'm going to howl to that person because I'm going to attack them because they hurt me, kind of thing, which is what this the programs that are lifting. So when we go into ourselves and realize, well, I'm the creator, and I am also the destroyer. I've done it to myself. No one's done it to me. I take full responsibility. So when we do that, then the momentum of transformation can start happening. Maybe the traumas start to unravel. We're done with suffering. The gifts start to reveal themselves as we say yes to going beyond the identification of what someone did to us. It is just an ongoing narrative that uses our imagination in a very distorted way, when we could be using our imagination to create our new reality. So, like, in this very now moment, I'm sitting in the most beautiful little beach town, gorgeous ocean energy, 21 different species of whales, dolphins, the beach is my backyard. So I didn't create this. I mean, I slightly had a part, but the universe served it because of being in heart coherence and then having a clear mind So what I say is the dolphin brain, the high neocortex, and the one that is innocent, the one is simple, it's not constantly overly thinking too much. It's really empty in a way. There's a freedom in the high brain. This is what I teach in my program. So once we're there, we can start to experience that universe sharing its love with us. And then when we listen, reverently listen, we will receive the gifts and we'll get a momentum that way. It's not just once or twice. It's how life becomes. It's like a lifestyle to have a relationship with the universe that is pure love. I call the ocean of devotion.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yep, the ocean of devotion. And using our imagination now to truly build new earth. So we are going to experience a transmission with you today on this full moon. And so share with us a little bit about how people can really add their intentions to what we're going to experience today for whatever they want to create in their life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If there's people on the line listening who have had trauma recently or feel traumatized, and because what we want to do is liberate our gifts that are underneath that trauma. And like as I have as well, we don't have to label or know exactly the details of the trauma. We just know that we're not fully living how we want our life to be. So having that unwavering focus, being in the heart, beaming gratitude deep into the heart, with the eyes closed, really imagining the field around us that is endless, infinite with adamantine particles that are here to create, here to support through that love vibration. Mm-hmm. And also to imagine it's like a celestial waterfall. I call it this beautiful connection to the great central sun. All of the halcyon scalar waves, the intelligence of the subtle realm, that 99% energy. When we say yes to swimming in that, when we say yes to, I am infinite now, no matter how much money's in our bank account physically in this 3D planet, when we really hook up to this gold, the gold of the celestial world, the golden waterfall from the universe of love, we have infinite supply, and the infinite supply creates these miracles. It's a beautiful, circular, swirly momentum. So having that yes in our hearts where we say we're done with suffering, we're done with the old archetypes, and we love and want the best for ourselves, our families, our friends, our loved ones. We're ready to truly release any underlying pain that has been hidden and releases out in unconscious ways, the subconscious, the underworld, all of it. And we're saying, yes, I am the creator and destroyer. I have all of that power and all of that ability to be all of that. When we say we are all of that, we can no longer be a victim to anything. We actually and can't be a villain either. We'll no longer attack ourselves or others. It's just a place of being centered. So let us come into this place. And for those who aren't sure, feel uncertain about what that looks like, let's soothe your body with the energy of the diamond waterfall, the energy of this great central sun, with your eyes closed, knowing that the whale families of light that have guided people across the planet etherically, not being with the whales in the ocean, being with the whales energetically, etherically, they speak to us and guide us just as Lauren shared. The whales opened the pathway for her retreat center to open in Costa Rica. This is how they've guided me to create all of the programs that I have on my academy. I personally, as a human here, could not have come up with the topics that they have given me to share with humanity. The dolphins have done the same. They're here through my voice with this energy of love, with the frequency for transformation, with the willingness to say goodbye to our shadow frequencies, to our past, to truly have a new narrative where we go into our higher brain, where we speak our life language, our soul language, where we are true and authentic to ourselves, where we say, this is who I am. I'm not going to hide anymore. I have nothing to hide. I'm a mystical being. I'm a loving being. I'm innocent. I'm pure. And I'm ready to have fun. I'm ready to play with this ocean of devotion. And I'm truly ready to listen to what is here for me. Experience the guidance and trust it. No longer trust the inner voice that keeps us small. Rather trust the universe that takes us to unknown places that are always magical, always better than what we could have ever expected or imagined for ourselves. Be willing to let go as this transmission comes through. Be willing to receive the luminous Lyrian light language as a way to conduct the innate intelligence within your cells, molecules. Awaken the high brain with me and come deep into the cellular energy, to the DNA, to the original light of you. Awaken all codes within you to purify, cleanse, to stand tall and free in your natural expression of light and sound. Let us tune your musical instrument to express the harmonies of creation. Diamond of your brain, drink in the luminous waterfall of golden celestial particles. Let your body deeply relax. Release your neck and shoulders. Melt your spine as though it was a river connected with the ocean of devotion. And breathe deep down into your belly the breath of life, the aloha. Is a shun an yira mu o kukhan yira o awe kut o to sira kata shuro no mam. Re en yira kut o aho sam awit at yira koe. Ujamya, open your mouth to express your voice, to express your sacred sound, your music of the universal love. Jo shonira tatira mahau kudu ot anira ume en niro uu kawe. Howl out your presence. Be here in your most potent, most confident, most fearless state. Strengthen your soul and humanity connection here and now. Ujo um amira tsatiro kut ot awe ema awe kukua tanya. Free yourself. Yes. Rise up, take up, and lift them up. Raise up, go up, higher and higher. Ujo amira sawe kumo ot ot awe. Whales are here with us. They come in to clean away the last bits of any density from the past. Yes, and deepen your sacred connection to yourself. Turn within, look within, see how beautiful you are. Feel the sparkling radiance of your soul to your human body temple. Feel your heart glow with gratitude for yourself, that you've taken this moment of art as creation to uplift, to advance and accelerate your presence here on earth. Masario do ot oa. Dolphin tones to brighten and polish our brain hemispheres, to really amplify the rhythms of our neural oscillation. Ooh. Mahalanila, I thank you. Deeply rest in the presence of your inner body temple, this sacred central nervous system, the portal to creation, the medulla oblongata, mouth of God. The sound of your voice is heaven on earth. So I always invite you to use your voice to vocalize, to howl with love, starting today and moving forward every day of the future with this momentum and this freedom. Be with the subtle realm, the particles of creation. They're all here for you to rebuild your body, to rebuild your life, to rebuild your future. One of my greatest teachers, Kahuna Abraham, etheric teacher, shares the breath of life, the aloha. Let the breath move through your spine. Allowing a deep presence within to bond with the cosmic universal energy, trusting that you are so loved, so held, cuddled, cradled with creation. And it is safe to choose new thoughts. It is safe to dream a new dream. And it's safe to let go. Release control. Allow the abundance to flow. Uniting your human body temple with the subtle realm in the sweet spot of your heart. This is alignment. This is coherence. This is peace. And this is how the body restores from this place. This is how our life restores. This is the final thanking of the old self, releasing any last remnants of any fear, guilt, or shame for being you. It is over now. That was an opportunity, a way to serve you, to get to a place of being done with that old way, to get to a place of being ready, willing, saying yes to your freedom, yes to epic flow, yes to more, living in infinite possibility, living from a relationship and deep bond with the Almighty Creator, with your soul that is singing its sacred song. This is the new birth, the new steps into your new reality. For all of us to take us up to those higher frequencies, to awaken the purest light of our DNA. To have this rebirth is to be supported with beings that do have higher frequencies, that have transcended polarity, that are in balance and harmony. And we are given that today. We have this blessing. We have so much help here. So much help for our brain wellness, our optimization. Receive it. So much help for our bodies. Any densities being unraveled, cleaned. Densities on the heart being dematerialized, cleaned, lifted. Released. Speaking on behalf of any unresolved patterns, just allowing them to move with ease and grace, with my reflection to your reflection. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am deeply honored to be this conductor, awakening the conductor within you. Now we'll breathe in the cosmic world through our bones, leg bones, arm bones, spine, all the bones of the body. Imagine your body is one big aloha breath inward. And as you inhale, you bring the energy of advanced technology, advanced frequency and light deep through your bones, deep into the bone marrow, to your depth of intelligence, the depths of space of transmutation and transformation. And you go into the cosmic connection deep in your bone marrow, and you connect with the cosmos right here, right now. And you allow an instant opening to the universal rhythms. Instant transformation. Breathe into the cosmic bone marrow. Exhale, cosmic energy. Breathe into the cosmic bone marrow and exhale, cosmic energy. You are in relation with the adamantine particles. Become the architect, the engineer, the conductor, the director of this most loving golden energy, this subtle particle with the universe and its endless possibilities connected to your breath. And here you are the universe, you are the cosmos, you are this most compassionate love. It's your natural state, it is your birthright. It is now time that you become unstoppable. Unstoppability is also your birthright. To express your sacred soul from your sacred voice, to express the cosmic connection through your cosmic bones, to dance, sing, laugh, repeat, to unite with loved ones, as your true self. This one in holy perfection. The divine relationship. In the unified field, there's no separation. Dolphin families of light are here to remind us that when we swim together, we assist each other to self-heal, to self-correct, to return to the golden path of our riches, which is that relationship with the great central sun, the adamantine particles, the infinite flowing brilliance, the gifts from the universe. The more reverent we become, the more devoted, the more humble, the more we will rise in relation to the universe, the more we will be served, the more we will experience miracles, the more we will be in awe, the more the unbelievable will become believable in your life. Speaking from personal experience, I speak this confidently. Knowingly, it is true. It is your time to shine. Today is the day. Ride the energy of this howling wolf moon. Create your new dream life. Make the universe your best friend. After a deep transmission, we encourage you to drink a nice big 8-ounce glass of water to continue to beam gratitude and love deep into your beautiful heart, to trust that you may go through some cleansing, and to rest. Give yourself time to nurture and nourish your body temple, to feel the sacredness of what took place. It will begin to unravel in the days and weeks to come. You may experience encounters that are inexplainable. You may have messages from whales or dolphins. You might experience a miracle. And it's natural. It's truly normal. So we're waking up to the new normal, which is living your dream life. Your beautiful soul path, expression of this purity of you. For some, a deep transmission like this can cause a deep sleep and a deep reset. If you feel sleepy now, let yourself rest. And as you rest, you move into a recovery state, a space of deep restoration. And then your gifts will continue to reveal themselves. And that's our topic as well today, the release of our traumas, yet not from a place of a rejection, rather a place of embracing and loving and thanking our traumas. When we do, we recognize how they have been the catalyst for who we are today and becoming in the future. And that becomes our greatest gift to express. Our traumas become the pearls. The pearls of love from the ocean of devotion that we then share with others. We share this transformation. We share the core knowing. We share the confidence and the strength. We step into fearlessness that comes from that abiding compassion and that abiding presence to humility and oneness with our bond with this force. You also may experience foreshadowing. The universe feels you reverently listening, hearing, willing to receive, having that deep, beautiful, loving relationship. The universe can put pictures in our mind, images of what is to come. Trust the foreshadowing. Trust what the universe shows you. And then follow with your instinct, your impulse. Trusting your instinct to follow what you see. This is also the training where you begin to know what you know. You begin to trust that image, that foreshadowing was the indicator. And you act on that, and then you watch more miracles take place. Let us allow ourselves to receive the Pleiadian gift, the symbol of what looks like a very beautiful V-shaped swirl on both ends. This gift comes through a very advanced disc circular object that is offered to all here. That is the gift of transformation and the welcoming of this advancement and acceleration, the illumination of our consciousness beyond polarity, beyond 4D, up into these higher dimensions. This gift, in our receiving of it, supports, assists us to strengthen our codes of light in our DNA. Our neural acoustic regenesis, the way the body sings, more in harmony, more in tune. The orchestra, the symphony of you, will simply continue to grow in its exquisite expression. So melting into the ocean of love, allowing yourself to feel cradled, nurtured, wrapped in a loving embrace, feeling the diamond particles from our loving universe and the sun of this earth, the energy of the moon of this earth. Allow yourself to be bathed in this diamond waterfall. And allow your bones, the cosmic connection of your bones, become liquid-like, like rivers connected with this ocean. So in fact, you feel floating, you feel light, like a helium balloon. There's an emptiness, yet it's an opening, it's a presencing of the pureness of your love. Sensing the hydrogen in the stardust. Star beam of you. We welcome you to the new earth in your new star body, the original star body. Walk tall and proud. the Lyrians take us taller, raise us up and lift us up higher. Reach up. Raise up, lift up, take us up higher and higher. And the unification, the loving sacred bond of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father within us and all around us, the oceans of gratitude and oceans of love and the sparkles and radiance of this. Loving cosmic field. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mahalo Nui Loa.
We are floating in such a beautiful resonance. Oh my goodness, that was so beautiful. I hope everyone is welcoming and feeling this original star body and getting ready to witness as this integrates and unfolds over the next days or weeks, that our gifts will unravel. What a beautiful transmission. This is the new normal of living our dream. It's time to dream, and it's time to shine. Mahalia, that was so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren, for giving me this opportunity.
Really hoping that everyone experiencing that and just holding the vibrations. I would love to share a comment coming in, and I'd like to invite those listening to give us your comments as well, because this was really beautiful, working with the particles of creation and softening ourselves to dream, a new earth dream. So please share with us on our Q&A box. Here is a comment from Faith in Crescent Beach, BC. Thank you for the awesome transmission and visualization. I am tingling all over and so very thankful for all the changes that this brought to me and that will continue to unfold as progression occurs. I felt and saw many dolphins and whales and mer beings as well. The energies were sparkling, tingling, and encompassing. I feel so very changed, she says, as a result of all that unfolded. I saw hearts, stars, and rainbows within both my bone marrow, blood, and spinal fluid. This flowed outward, and my skin had them as well, almost as if I had tattoos, she says. Yet the stars, hearts, and rainbows flowed like living light emanations. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Faith. I want to say that the whale sounds that you brought through, Mahalia, in the beginning, that was an activation in itself. What a beautiful alignment and a remembrance. So precious.
So the whale families are resonating the color magenta at the bottom of the ocean floor for us, for the earth herself, for us to awaken to our ancient memories and our wisdom to love one another. And that's what they wanted to transmit today.
We receive the transmission, and as we integrate what it truly means to love one another, that is assisting us in development of unity consciousness. So very relaxing today, and a remembrance that the universe has the answers. And I love what you said, it's time to make the universe your best friend.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, this has been truly a beautiful blessing in this transmission from Mahalia Michael. And Mahalia is here to work with each of you on a group level in programs and teachings that she's offering. And when this resonates with you, you can feel it in your soul, in your beingness, and you can check out some of the offers and programs that Mahalia has. One of the things I want to mention, Mahalia, you have several options, but these actually allow people to work with different elements of your teachings. So let's start with the Soul Songs. That special offer is available, and this is beautiful. Share with us what Soul Songs is.
It's an opportunity to open our voice, to use it the way I have just today, even with this transmission, to activate or understand really how our voice is a sacred instrument and to start expressing, like the wolves are teaching us even today with this full moon, to start to howl. I really, most of my life, held my voice in and held in my feelings, and in my programs I really now teach people how to really express. So Soul Song Sessions is 4 1-hour audio with a lot of detail that the guest would listen to and then have a way to practice using their voice, and they'd have it to replay over and over, because it took me quite a while to get used to using my voice as an instrument for transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel this is a really great introduction for people. And it's fun. There's a lot of great information. It's also a way to hook up with a whale and dolphin multidimensional consciousness, to have them as our support system.
Yes. Beautiful. The voice, when we practice the voice, and it does need practice. We know that, you know, when we begin to use it, we don't have to hit the notes right or do it perfectly. But there is a sense of practice that allows us to open even more. Singers know this, and anyone who uses their voice knows this. And what's very interesting is that many light workers are apprehensive to use their voice in this lifetime. But as we've seen, and as you mentioned today, and as you activated today, more and more of this authentic divine voice is ready. And I like to say it's a voice of divine love, and your soul songs, as more people can sing the song of their soul, that is really almost like the Aborigines, how we can sing our new earth into beingness.
Yes. Yes, Lauren, totally. It's so fun when we start using our voice. It's really all about our imagination and willingness to fluctuate in our intonations. I was told to lip sync happy birthdays growing up because I was always out of tune. And I honestly know when I do my transmissions, I'm probably not in tune at all, but I'm not trying to be. It's not about
right.
being perfect. It's really about feeling from the heart and the soul and then expressing out, because I from personal experience, just what has happened with clients over these many years, seeing their miracles because of my willingness to use my voice and knowing, okay, well, it's definitely not a concert voice. I'm not professing that. It's more, what is the intention behind it? So if people aren't able to sing in tune, it's okay. It's not that. It's really, really being just playful and willing just to be organic and let it come through that way.
Yes, beautiful. So Soul Song Sessions, you get 4 one-hour audio sessions to really unleash that voice, that divine voice, and your soul song. That comes with the bonus gift of Mermaid Dreams CD, and that's beautiful. And another way that you can work with Mahalia is in her Dental Bliss Masterclass. Yes, we can work with our teeth. This is fascinating. Share about what this program is, Mahalia.
It's a super fun way to clean our teeth energetically. As I discovered, also, we hold emotion right throughout our body, and especially the teeth, which holds our ancient records and our ancestral patterns. Left side, mother side, right side, father. Upper palate is heaven. Lower palate is earth. And our teeth are what I call microchips with billions of bits of information. And if we have held on this lifetime and another lifetime to that old polarity or program of victimization, or we've experienced horrific traumas in this life and beyond, the teeth can be the carrier of those memories. And so in Dental Bliss Masterclass, it's a really fun 3 one-hour video webinar series that gives the audience practical techniques or tools to let go of the vibration held in the teeth. And it can help then with the nerves, the roots, the gum line, the jaw, the throat, the tongue. When we practice it on a regular basis, is we get the best results. So some people definitely still want like that quick fix, and I understand it makes life easier that way. However, I always encourage anyone that chooses to dive into my work, it's a deep commitment, and they want to be ready to commit to practicing a little bit every day, maybe 5 minutes of what one of the exercises is, simply horse lips. Just being a horse for a couple minutes a day and have fun with it. It's really a great dive in, an easy way to help clean the teeth energetically and, of course, work with your awesome dentist. It's fun. Yeah.
Very interesting that horse lips help clean the teeth energetically. Mm-hmm. I would think that some kind of toning does, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, another one people can do with me right now is a ji ji zha zha zho zho. So let us connect with the teeth, the ji ji zha zha zho zho. It's like a Z S H, ji ji zha zha zho zho.
Ji ji zha zha zho zho.
That's right. You sound so sexy when you do it. Yeah. So letting it flow with intention. So it's not like, okay, these are my teeth and this is the sound I'm going to make. It's more like, oh, some people have horrible dental issues and toothaches. So how deep we go with our intention. Ji, ji, zha, zha, zho, zho. I'm ready to let it go. I no longer want to suffer. Stand in the firmness of that intentionality. That's what's there. Yep.
Yes. Okay. Well, that is beautiful. And again, this program, the Dental Bliss, also comes with Mermaid CD, Mermaid Dreams CD. For those who don't know about that, what is your Mermaid Dreams CD?
Super fun. 3 tracks. Track 1, Oceans of Light, is 13 minutes and 33 seconds of me whale and dolphin toning, and it's overlaid with a subliminal 12 octave solfeggio scale range, and also with a beautiful live recording of Hawaii ocean waves. It's something people play in their home sometimes all day to continue having the whale and dolphin support their environment and their own beautiful brain. And track two, Oceans of Love, is a Liren light language prayer blessing for the upliftment of their unification with their soul, meaning that the person listening to the audio, like, really deepen their bond with soul and source. And track three is Return to Innocence, which is a live recording that invites listeners to tone along with me the solfeggio scale through the endocrine system, ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la, om, to liberate the endocrine system, which allows us to self-regulate. So that's, for women, that's ovaries, men, testicles, the adrenal glands, pancreas, heart, thymus glands, thyroid, parathyroid, the beautiful thalamus, hypothalamus, pineal, and pituitary glands. So our third eye connection, our seat of light, our the seat of our soul, the seat of our sexual energy. Our endocrine system is one we really want to look to and honor and love and return to innocence. When we tone along with that range of the solfeggio scale, it allows ourselves to liberate that system and awaken to more of our bliss molecules, our ecstasy, which truly means contentment. It's happiness. It's joy. And that's a natural state, just like the dolphins are here to show us. One other point I want to make there. So when we transcend, we go into transcendence. We can have experiences that are, as I mentioned on the transmission, inexplainable, and yet it will start to happen more often. So I was blessed to have a Bigu blessing from my Chinese master, and he gave it to an audience of about, I think it was close to 1,000 people, and about 25 people got the Bigu blessing, which means that your body's, you are okay to, you just can live without food and water, basically. So I was one who was blessed to receive the Bigu blessing that day and went into 5 days of no need for food or water, no hunger, no thirst, and no attachment to it either. It was incredible. And on a biological level, I would liken that to the endocrine system being in full alignment with creation, with source, because there we self-regulate. So there was a beautiful Indian mystic who recently, in the last year or two, passed. For 70 years, or close to, he was without food and water. And it was the four goddesses that took him there at age 7 or 8 into that reality. And there's a movie on this called In the Beginning There Was Light, a bit of a documentary, if people want to watch that. It's amazing. So what I love about track three is it really assists people to connect more with their inner biology in this way that allows us to be satisfied without our normal 3D conditioning of food and water, but I'm not recommending people do that. I definitely enjoy meals and water now. That was 5 days for me. I'm just saying it's possible, and there are people all over the world doing it right now.
Yeah. Breatharians, it is the light body coming on. And you were fueled by light, yes, for those 5 days.
Absolutely. It was so beautiful. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Well, thank you for that. So that is the, in both of those offers, your Soul Song Sessions and Dental Bliss, those are immediate access to both of those programs when you order. So then next, there's something. This is something that is very cool. You've got two programs that you're allowing people to bring a bonus, a friend. Bring a friend for free when they register. And there's two upcoming courses. One is a Return to Root Resonance, and the other is a Concussion Recovery Masterclass. So those are both very different. Let's talk about Return to Root Resonance.
Mm-hmm. It's actually 666, which is a mastery triple number, which some people resist because it is known as the mark of the beast. And so what the opposite of that is the mark of creation. And so we're going to return to root resonance, which is in natural connection, natural order, going out on a limb, deep into the sacred chamber of our sacrum, the temple of our tailbone, the access to the sacred psoas system, the whole, like the hips, the tailbone is an area many clients of mine have had injuries and they don't even know it, some of them. So we go in to do deep light and sound adjustments, and once the tailbone aligns, there's this incredible boost in momentum for them, incredible confidence and movement of energy. So I call it return root resonance because when I look back at all my traumas and I go, what was the original cause? What I get is a flash impression of a vision that I have a little black stain on my tailbone area, my sexual center, my most potent energy. So that's why this program came to be, thanks to the whale and dolphin and Lyran families of light for guiding me with these topics. So what I love about this offer is that people who haven't experienced my work before can dive in for live transmissions that start early February. And this one is on Wednesdays, 6 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. They'll experience the Lyran telepathy current, connect with their Alta Major, their Zeal Point chakra, the morphogenesis there. We're going to go into the adrenal glands and vagus nerve axis. We're going to look at endogenous opioids, accessing prime matter, self-governing for supreme authority. Like, it's really deep, this program. And, of course, I could not have conceived of this without being in best friendship with the universe. And I want to say, too, yes, I'm offering a 2-for-1 as long as people register by February 1st. I just have launched a brand new website that I describe it like going from riding out in the ocean on a cute, fun dolphin of my old website to riding a big, beautiful humpback whale of a new website. It's got a lot of more mass and energy. So we're registering early so we can get everyone settled in and comfy to really experience the way the academy is set up now. And if they have a friend they can bring, awesome, or family member, awesome. If they want to dive into both programs 2-for-1 by February 1st, they can. So Concussion Recovery is on Thursdays, 6 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, now the Concussion Recovery is for people who've had the trauma. You yourself, I mean, this is something that you created from your own experience, right? So this is really for those who've had trauma, head injuries.
Yes. So in my experience, everyone has had trauma, not necessarily head injury or concussion. However, if someone, even a shock or, say, watching a really scary, violent movie can cause a bit of a trauma or a hyperlock in the brain. We always want to look to the brain for any of our symptomology. Why we are suffering, somehow the brain is connected. So this is, my original baby, and why I created Brain Bliss in the very first place is to assist people to awaken from any trauma they've had, especially concussion. And so this is a brand new program, live transmissions. We're going to go into brainwave coherence, skull and suture flexibility. We're basically looking at all the things that I dealt with with my post-traumatic stress disorder, when I awakened, all the healing that took place for me, definitely like hundreds of transmissions I took in myself and neurofeedback to heal my brain and body. And so this program is all of the things I had to do for myself or awaken to, and that I want to educate people on and give them those transmissions as well. What I mean by that is each week they'll learn on that topic, and then they'll also get the energy to give them that adjustment. You know, give them the attunement so that opens. So say skull and suture flexibility, a lot of head injury can cause tightness of the way the skull joins together in the sutures, and so our transmission is going to support flexibility, let go of the solidity of that trauma. We're going to go into a sphenoid bone reset, a neurotransmitting rebalancing. We're going to massage our amygdalas, hypocampus regenesis to hypothalamus refueling to neurotransmitter rebalancing. It's an amazing list that, again, came through from our beautiful families of light, and I'm so grateful. I also want people to realize from any trauma, we experience dissociation, and we want to reassociate ourselves. We want to get back in our bodies. I was out of my body for a long time, and that creates a neurotic tendencies, crazy thoughts, scary thoughts, ones that of me harming myself, and many clients feel safe to admit that with me, that they have those scary thoughts. They don't know how they're going to get their life back. And so we dive into getting reassociated, getting back in the body, and then our heart and brain unification, really bridging between the coherence of the heart and the most brilliant musical instrument of the brain. So that is starting February 4th, Concussion Recovery Masterclass. And it's going to be super fun and epic. And if I had this 10 years ago, I would have jumped on both of them myself personally. But whatever people feel called to, like intuitively, what draws them and what feels right for them. So again, and that offer for the 2-for-1 is until February 1st. Because we start February 3rd for 666. We're going to go out on a limb, creator beings, and February 4th for Concussion Recovery Masterclass.
Beautiful. All right, so check out the special offer on this webpage. You can read all about those courses and each of those items. And I want to say again that we have a note here. Here's Mary in Port Chester. She loved the transmission, said it was beautiful. And she says, I suffer from anxiety and depression. Will this still shift me and work with me? And my question is, would something like the concussion recovery work for anxiety and depression?
Great question. Thank you so much. I want to remind people I'm not a doctor. I don't treat, diagnose, or cure anything. I want to let people know from my personal experience, I had symptoms of depression and anxiety. I had panic attacks, short and long-term memory loss, and a long list of other, what I would call issues connected with the coherence or misalignment of my brain. So if we look at symptoms, we have those labels. However, if we look to the brain as this musical instrument and we're simply tuning this beautiful instrument, we are seeing shadow, which shadow then can cause the symptomology, which will feel like depression. When we give the brain voltage, because it operates on electrical current and sound, that's the ultimate generator of brain energy is electricity. So imagine if you've had a trauma or a head injury, think of your brain like a computer or a laptop. And if it fell to the ground, it would glitch the computer, right? It's the same with the brain. So what we want to realign anywhere where there's glitches, give it a reboot, in fact, and also we want to amplify the electrical communication, the current in the brain. And then symptoms can simply melt away. They dissolve because the brain begins to communicate in massively beautiful ways. More energy, the more the brain is happier, the more we move the energy in the brain, the more the inner innate intelligence gets switched on. And this is your own inner healing capability. Just as the dolphins reflect to us, you are a self-healing machine. And I'm simply here reflecting that. So concussion recovery is not a promise or a guarantee. It's a reflection of your own innate intelligence and light and sound within you.
Yes. This is us. This is you. And it is intelligence. Beautiful. Thank you for that. And so here's one. Here's Hans in the Netherlands. Hans has been dealing for 23 years with chronic back pain. Do you have any suggestions on helping him remove this pain?
Hello, Hans in the Netherlands. Thank you for writing in. It's a deeper adjustment than perhaps what we have time for right here in this moment. I want to say that the identification with the pain body is a deep relationship, and I sense that with you. And for anyone who has suffered for this long, 20 years or more, it's the pain body is happy with the stress and adrenaline. It's, well, happy may not is not the right word. It's a mechanism of what I would call the shadow frequency. So it regulates on adrenaline and cortisol. So the thought pattern of the attachment to the pain body keeps it in place for some people. So we want to change the thought pattern. And in that, we change the neural pathways in the brain. We boost openings. This is what I want you to connect to, Hans, is the cosmic love, the universe that you inhale through your bones and bone marrow. I had a client recently who had had chronic back pain and shoulder pain, and I got him really simply breathing the universe through his bone marrow and trusting in the celestial world, the adamantine particles. And he wrote me about 5 days later saying, for some reason I didn't have pain today. But see, he didn't realize that he actually did hook up to the universe. And it can be as simple as that. You could shift this in a blink of an eye. I think and feel the Concussion Recovery Masterclass would be incredible for you. My sense is part of your pain has come from head trauma and the need to also deepen into the bones and release the solidification. So it's a big answer. However, there is always good news. And with the BrainBliss technology, it's you empowering you, sweetheart. So let's empower you to transform this once and for all. I hope that helped you, Hans.
Yes. Hans, we hope that helps you. All right. It is a journey deep within, and it is us that can heal. So this is a deep dive inward. And we thank everyone for taking that journey. And as we've witnessed so many times, when we do this healing on ourselves, we heal those in our family and those around us on so many different ways. As we began this episode, we shared a little bit about that multidimensional connection and the miracles that happen when we do this work. So again, if you resonate with this beautiful mermaid Mahalia and you'd like to work with her, she's got so many beautiful options. We thank you for that, Mahalia. This really is such beautiful assistance that you offer everyone on their journey. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your special offer and this beautiful transmission today that we invite everyone to experience again. I am still floating, and I know others are too. Thank you, Mahalia.
Thank you so much, Lauren. I would like to do one last little short transmission, if that's okay.
Oh, please.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure how much time we had here. Getting back to Hans and his back pain, and anyone, any listener here who's deeply suffering, who has pain, who's been chronic with it, let us bring on the whale tones right now, and I want you to drink it in. Like you've been thirsty for a long time. Take in these tones, drink them so that what the whale tones are going to do is assist to dematerialize any shadow that you've carried, any of this density, to take you into the liquefaction, the plasma state, which is subtle realm. I want to remind you, it's your parasympathetic state. It is resting, digesting, healing, and nourishing. So to also, as this transmission comes through, to make the choice, the commitment right here and right now that you will stop the negative thoughts, you will stop the negative programs, you will be willing to let them release and fly out of your body like they have mine, like file folders, just leaving your body. Make the choice and commitment right now, because there's a part of your mind, unconscious, subconscious, that has kept you hooked into the suffering. it is time for you to let go of it. But you have to make the choice. I can't do it for you, and I'm only able to reflect this light and sound. So what I encourage you to do is pump yourself up to reflect your light and sound back to me, your incredible harmonies, your symphony of your inner beautiful body temple, and let us do this right now. So drink in these whale tones, drink in the invisible silent frequency that comes from behind me, from the beautiful multidimensional realm. So here we go. Commit. Let go, raise up. Ma 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 ma. Ia kuku ia 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 ia. Hey ya ho awe. This is the language of the pain coming out. Hug yourself, embrace yourself as your beautiful being. That's my hands clapping. It's okay. Trust in, raise up, lift up. Breathe in the luminous light. Let go from the heart, let go from the bones, make room for the cosmic celestial gold to bathe your beautiful bones and bone marrow. Make room for that now. Release, release. Good, good, good. Attune, adjust, and lift up. Take them up and raise them up. Whew. All right, so we've got momentum. I want those who are releasing and processing to nurture themselves, drink lots of water. Ooh, this has been an opening, an unplugging, an unhooking. Now commit in the mind to love the self. Commit in the mind to have happy thoughts, to imagine a new body, imagine a new reality. It's one of the main ways, the easiest ways, the quickest ways out of this old paradigm. Use the power of your imagination now. Let it go. Let it unwind and unravel. Up, up, up. Pick us up. Raise up and lift up. The divine is here with you. Say yes to your soul. Say, oh, I love you, my soul. I love you, source, creation, and creator. Oh, yes, let us be free in this transcendence. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Oh, beautiful, beautiful love, beautiful source. Thank you, thank you. Lift up my bones, lift up my cells, lift up my molecules of creation, lift up my brain and my heart and my whole body and all my organs. Lift me up to a greater light and sound, please. Thank you, thank you, thank you. More abundance, more health and well-being, more flow, more beauty, more balance. Yes, oh yes. Oh, more possibilities. Thank you. There we go. It's moving, shifting. And I recommend us all to ha. Let the pressure off the heart, the pressure of 2020, let it off the heart. If anyone had it there or was just sitting there from today or from unresolved trauma. Just ha it out. Good, good, good. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Hans, for reaching out and everyone else who wrote in and asked questions and shared their experience, because you assist us to assist more. your commitment, your sharing, your bond in this heavenly realm uplifts everyone. Thank you for inspiring me. I love you. I treasure you. I adore you. Uniting our heavenly bodies with our earthly bodies, in the center of our heart, our threefold flame for the ascension into bliss, ecstasy, nirvana, into the life of our dreams. Aho, ah, mama.
Aho, ah, mama. Wow. So incredibly precious and beautiful. Thank you so much for that. We are floating in a golden ocean. So beautiful, Mahalia Michael. And we hope that that assists everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mahalia, for this beautiful, most magical transmission and broadcast of love and light. We thank you and we honor you and we thank and honor everyone who joined us today. Again, you can find Mahalia Michael's special offer here on this webpage. Learn more, see those beautiful options, and sign up. You'll get an immediate email with access. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mahalia. As we say goodbye, I just want to give you that moment one more time to bring forth the whales. Back with Mahalia again here on Quantum Conversations. In the meantime, you can work with her in her programs. Mahalia, thank you. Namaste.
Mermaid kisses.
Now it is time to dance our way to the cosmic heart. Thank you for listening to this quantum conversation, and thank you for dancing with us to the cosmic heart. As we raise our own vibration, we raise the vibration of the planet. This show is dedicated to you and all awakening hearts, as we are here to shine our bright light and amplify our love. Access all quantum conversations, special offers from our guests, and online healing retreats by visiting AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and from my sacred heart to yours, I honor your magnificent love and light. We leave you now with music from the universe. Music literally created by the universe, as musical notes were assigned to mathematical equations. The result is this beautiful music, available at AcousticHealth.com. Namaste.